Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call number 112 on the 3rd of June 2020 at 1400 UTC. This is Brenda speaking, by the way, and I would like to do attendance. We have Ram Krishna, Russ, Alan, Danko, Kabe, Lauren, Norm, and Scott. Apologies from Eric, Matagoro, Boban, Steve, and Denise, and attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer and Brenda, and our technical writer, Heather. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. First, I'd like to remind all the sub-team rapporteurs, please update the little bar chart we're keeping of the status of each of the groups. I see that some have been doing it, and either some have not been doing it or they have not started yet. I'm hoping it's they haven't been updating this. So that's the reminder, and I, from the emails in the last day, I found that the risk grouping and the compliance grouping are not quite ready to report out yet, so we will have to come back to them next week. However, Subteam 27 does have proposed text that was sent out in a Word document a few minutes before the call. So I know Brenda has it, put it up.
So Ross?
Yes.
After we look at it here, I think next step would be to put it in the group document. So can I do that myself or what you call the technical writer will take care of that?
Let's see what changes the team wants. And if this is acceptable, then we can ask Heather to do the moving of the text.
Okay.
So Alan, would you walk us through the changes?
Okay, so maybe to remind people, I think from the comment we got, basically the comment was that one of the comments was that we mentioned one elliptic curve and we didn't mention the other algorithm. So there was some comment also about the fact that the finding and rationale was too prescriptive, and also there was some comment about the fact that the way we recommendation 27.1 was drafted, because the recommendation said PTI should change the DPS to facilitate. And people said no, the DPS does not define how the role the technically how the algorithm rollover was done. So then the comment was that we should be more explicit on what are we saying to facilitate. So then in light of all these comments, so the proposal is that we first, because you can see first edit, so the whole idea was we moving from RSA to one of the ECC, the ACC algorithm. So what I propose here is that I put a reference to, so please scroll down. Okay. Okay, we put the reference to the other elliptic curve digital algorithm like the Edward curves, okay? And also put the reference that we are not to say that there is a RFC which set the guidance on how the new algorithm should be used, because at the crypto world, things keep moving. So there is the RFC from IETF who provide the guidance. So we put this here to say that it is not this SSR2 this review team is saying, use this algorithm, move to this algorithm, but there are some technical document there who give guidance on how to do that. So that will close that the things people think that this review team should direct or say exactly what to do or what to not do. So this is the new test there. Okay, scroll down a little bit, scroll down again. Again to where the changes. So on the quantum things, so the quantum things, there is no change there. I think there seemed to be, there was no concern. Then in the algo, in the recommendation 27.1, and I said, I changed the word, we changed the word facilitate to allow, because so the DPS should allow that the root KSK can change the algorithm. So I move from facilitate to allow. And then instead of putting, we in the previous wording, we put from RSA to ECC DSA. So now we make it more generic, saying that move to another algorithm that provide the same or greater security and preserve or improve the resilience of the DNS. So before what we said, because the focus was on ECC DSA, we said that we should move to the ECC DSA, which give the same greater security, okay, but also improve the resilience. So we have to change the wording to make sure that done. So we are not directing or specifying any particular algorithm. So what we want here is we should move to the algorithm which gives same or greater security, but also improve whenever possible the resilience of the DNS, to say that some of the algorithms, as we are saying, the ECC one, they use a smaller key and the signing period, signing is a bit faster than RSA. And these things can also improve the resiliencies, etc. So we change this to make it more generic and say if we go, so that if we can have greater security, but also improve the resilience, then this should be the way to go. So next, slow down a little bit. Scroll down.
Oh, that's, no, that's the end.
sorry. I was enjoying it. So that are the main changes. This has been reviewed by Ross. You can see the red one is Alain, the blue one is Ross. So maybe if Ross want to maybe emphasize a bit more on the things, but I'm happy with the edit from Ross. Thank you.
So does anyone on the review team have any concerns with the updated text?
It's Casey. I just want to make sure that the spreadsheet reflects what we did in response to the comments, and I don't see it in the spreadsheet.
No, the spreadsheet has not been updated yet.
Okay.
You are correct.
And then the other question I have is, did we check, because I think ESSAC published something on this topic in the last 6 months. Did somebody check that? I might be wrong. I know they talked about quantum stuff. I'll go check, but I just wonder if anybody's aware of it. If not, I'll go check and make sure. Here, comment. Oh, never mind. I guess it was a comment to NIST. Here, I'll send it. Put it in the chat. Anyway, I don't have any other comments.
I found something that led to ESSAC comments on ours. A report has something to do with quantum in it. And I found SAC 109, which I don't know why it thinks it's part of quantum, but that was the DOE and DOT stuff.
Right. Well, there's 107, which was a comment to NIST on quantum crypto algorithms. I think it's only obliquely related, but I want to make sure that one of you guys looks at it because I haven't looked at this in detail. Just be aware of that one.
I will take the action to look at 107.
And then, also 108. ESSEC comments on the ANM proposal for future zone KSK rollovers. I want to make sure we're not making a recommendation that ESSEC and ICANN are likely already going to do.
Or if we do, we point out.
Yes.
Sure. I'll look at those.
Thanks.
It's quite possible that they came out after we did this initial work.
Right. 108 was January.
Yeah, this was certainly done before that.
Right.
Okay, so any other comments on the proposed changes? All right, we'll bring this back next week with a report on whether 107 or 108 has additional changes. And Alan, would you take the action to put the responses into the public comment spreadsheet?
To put what the response or to update the test or to
update what it says in that spreadsheet. All the public comments are there and which sub team is working on them. And then there's over on the right hand side how the document was changed. It's a summary of the change.
Okay.
So just how was the comment handled is all has to be added in the spreadsheet.
Okay, now it's clear. Okay, I will do that.
Thank you. Okay, I'm unaware of any other sub teams that are ready to report out. At least I didn't get email from the rapporteur. Is there any sub team that is ready that I didn't know about? Okay. Right before this call, Boban sent a note to the team list suggesting that we might make more progress instead of working in these sub teams if we did it on a big call. My experience earlier when we tried to do that with the team comments was it was very slow going and long silences. The hope was that the sub teams working in parallel would be faster. What do others think?
It's Casey. I'm hesitating because I'm not sure what to say because everything seems slow going no matter what we do. I think people are just quite not motivated or many other things competing with their time. I maybe had some of both myself. I finished the ATRT thing, which was sucking my time, is now done. So I will definitely have more time for this now. I don't know if that's going to help with my motivation when I see nobody else doing anything. I will say I went through finally the public comments for recommendation 13, which I got assigned to my subteam, and I found a few things I don't understand in the comments, but I assume that's something I should be handling with the subteam.
Yes, that was my hope, that those kinds of things, even if we said don't understand the comment, as the team's response, but...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send it by email. I actually thought today was a sub-team call. So now I guess, does the sub-team call wait until next week?
No, sub-team anytime you want it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But that was the whole point was only the sub-team's calendar should affect when you can meet. Mm.
And I'm not seeing my sub-team on this except for Lauren. Lauren,
yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, so we abuse team needs a call. We haven't scheduled one yet. I can speak to Risco. So essentially, we went through all the comments. We decided on actions and edits. Some of the edits have already been made. I think we're looking at Friday to kind of come together, discuss text. So we should definitely have a good chunk next week. It looks like right now. So that is fine. With the abuse stuff, as I've said before, and that Casey can surely confirm, is that it's just an insane amount of work. So we've broken things up. Some comments in table have been kind of, you know, prepared for the next team call, but we do have to do that. But I with Risk, I'm pretty confident there will be something next.
I mean, I don't know about you, Lauren, but I would be in favor of some deadlines, some forcing function from the leadership, because I didn't look carefully at the blog entry that said, now we're not due till October, but October seems far away to me. And I don't know if I can keep doing this until October.
Hey, I'm fine if you finish early.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really, and again, I know this isn't the first time this has come up, but this is not working as far as I can tell. And I know I'm part of the problem. So as of today, I will be less part of the problem. But I should bring your attention to the fact that the ATRT report has come out now, and their most prominent recommendation is to basically kill all of these reviews. Although I objected to that recommendation, I am sympathetic to it, because I just think this 3+ year review episode is not, I think, what anybody had in mind, including us. But I think we need to do a little bit of self-reflection here if we're gonna continue to be part of this problem or try to be part of the solution by moving on from this dysfunctional episode. So anyway, enough whining.
What I'm not getting from what you're saying, Casey, is whether you think working in parallel in sub-teams is better, or having a big marathon, you know, dedicated day and just go through them is going to be more productive.
Well, the reason I'm not giving you an answer is that I think you've tried both and they have both failed. So,
yes, thank you.
I'm sympathetic to it. Now, we could try what ATRT did. And it had its strengths and weaknesses, is they did do the marathon. They did, in fact, about 4 hours a week. They had two-hour phone calls every week for months after the pandemic started to try to bring closure to this. Now, again, they were on a deadline. They were, by bylaws, required to be finished in a year. I think it was a year. And it took them a little longer.
That's right.
They didn't make that deadline because of the pandemic, but you know, they had a very aggressive schedule and still they had to sacrifice a lot of topics in order to get done with that schedule. But I think it suggests, and especially given the diffuse nature of many of these recommendations, we're not going to finish unless we have a schedule that forces it. I would also say, I personally think some of these since I'm maybe of a mind more than most to get rid of many of these recommendations in order to make the document shorter. And again, I'll draw your attention to the ATRT, which ended up with 5 recommendations. Now there's subparts to those recommendations, but they were very much motivated to try to not be part of the 300+ unattended recommendations in the community. So I'm in favor of, if Russ would put a deadline, and if we don't have feedback or revision by that recommendation, by that deadline, we drop the recommendation, because people just don't care enough about it to do the work. So there, I gave you a path forward, Russ.
Okay.
You pushed me and I gave it to you.
I did push you. And now I'd like to hear what other people think about your proposal.
Yeah, so from my perspective, there's just so much you can do. I'm currently kind of, or have focused strongly on risk stuff, and I cannot kind of do all of this at the same time. I do have other work to do, and I think that is what affects most people. As I said, with risk, I'm pretty confident we'll have something to talk about next week. But I do also see Casey's point in that we need to create deadlines. What I could see is maybe that we do staggered deadlines. So we say, okay, by then in the table, you have to have reviewed and responded to all the comments. By that deadline, you should have draft text. By that deadline, we should discuss draft text, something like that. Also to kind of keep in mind that at least the teams I see, there is progress. It's just sometimes difficult to kind of keep going because things are just hard to schedule, or, you know, there's just no time in that week or whatever else.
Anyone else? Not seeing any hands. Okay, I guess, Jennifer, would you put this on the agenda for the leadership call on Monday?
Yes,
we'll bring a recommendation back to the TOL team next week.
Sure. Russ, can you send the recommendation out in email? I'm nervous about the number of people on this call. Although it's maybe higher than compared to ATRT, it's a higher percentage of the team. It's still under 50%, maybe.
Yeah, I understand. And I will send your recommendation out to and ask for comments on it.
Okay, never mind. I'll take it to the.
No, the idea is what I would like to do is get those comments before the leadership call on Monday so that we have that input to consider for the people who aren't here. Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
I guess I'll just ask one question that I should ask on the sub-team, but I'm afraid that the sub-team won't know and then I'll have to come back here because it has to do with Europe. It was a comment by the WIPO on UDRP cases. Here, I'm going to actually put it in the chat because it's too long to read. But it references, please have the SSR2 go look at what EU and Denmark are doing. Hold on, I can't find the damn window that I'm supposed to paste in. Here we go. And so I bet somebody on this call knows, and I do not, what they're talking about. I actually didn't understand half of this comment. The continued availability of the UDRP as operated by WIPO on a nonprofit basis benefits contracted parties and I can by keeping them out of disputes. The fact that WIPO has seen record-breaking numbers of UDRP cases illustrates the root issue of cyber squatting is not being addressed. I didn't even know that we're seeing record-breaking numbers of UDRP. Can somebody who knows more about this than I do, or are those people not on the call? And then it says, look at programs in the EU and GK GNOME spaces. I need someone to find out what those are for me. Maybe Heather, if nobody else knows, and we actually have to go dig around.
This is Lauren. I don't know about this myself, but I do know a number of tech law and IP people. So if you send me the text, I can try to reach out to these academics, see what they have on that, if that's of interest.
Okay, yes. Okay, and then one more, which is for ICANN.org, so maybe Jennifer could take this back, is that, whoops, did I just send that? Oh God, I just sent that to somebody privately. What the hell? I didn't mean to send that to you. Sorry, Norm. Here, let me send this. Clearly, I don't even know how to use Zoom yet. Okay, that's the one. And then here's the one. So ICANN.org responded to one of these recommendations about DAR with this comment saying, well, we're already doing stuff. Can you tell us what you're trying to get us to do beyond what we're doing? Give us details. And so I would like details from ICANN.org on what it is that they're doing and actually how they're measuring the effectiveness of what they're doing. Because I think part of the comments and what we got from the, and sorry, I'm going into sub-team space now, but what the hell, I've got time. The comments that we've seen from the community are, yes, we agree with you. So I think it is incumbent upon us to say something, but I certainly do want to be aware of what ICANN.org is already doing. And it's been long enough, and I actually found it vague enough when we got a report from ICANN.org to not understand how far what they're doing is going to go toward what we're recommending. Okay, so that was.
So with that one, Casey, I think Steve can help you connect, but he could not make the call today.
Yes. Okay, fine. Okay, I'll take that to him.
Ha, surprise, here I am. I literally joined about 5 minutes ago. Thanks for that.
You told me you couldn't make it.
Yeah, and then my other call ended sooner than I thought. So I decided that I was going to spend the morning with you guys.
Well, thank you.
Casey, we're happy to talk. I had offered out to the review team a number of times that John Crane is more than willing to come and discuss with the review team or the sub team or whatever, because I do recognize that when we did our first presentation on DAR, that was 4 years ago now, 3.5 years ago, and it was in its infancy and it was just starting out, and now we've had some real-time running of it. So if you or that specific sub-team would like to have that conversation, I do encourage it, and I could certainly work with John and make that happen.
Yeah, although I think it'd be better to have something written that we can point to, but maybe both would be good. I think we should cite it in the report, what we're aware of, but that's already happening. Okay, the rest of my issues I'll just take to the review team. Thanks, Steve. Oh, one more thing. What is PPSIA? Does anybody know? That had to do with Recommendation 14, but... Okay, nobody knows. I'll go look it up. It was in response to this pricing recommendation number 14. Part of any meaningful look at pricing would look at data accuracy under the Know Your Customer norms, which would call for a timely resolution of PPSIA, independent of EPDP work. I didn't know that acronym. Okay, and then there's one last thing that a couple of these comments, as I was going through them, refer to, especially on the registry side, they basically say, CCT also recommended that SSR2, they're talking to SSR2. So SSR2 made a recommendation, we echoed CCT, and the comment says, we already said that was a bad idea when CCT recommended it. We still think it was a bad idea. Please go see our comments from that. It would help if Heather or somebody could go dig out those comments, because if indeed we are making them, knowing that CCT made them, industry objected, ICANN sort of deferred to industry and said this has to go through PDP, then we need to acknowledge why we are making them again and why we would expect anything different to happen now. So it would help to know exactly what their objections were. That's it.
Jennifer, would it be possible for you to pull the pointer to the CCT comment?
Yeah, sure. And I can see what other information I can find on that might be helpful.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone else. I don't see any other hands. All right, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you.